Recharging Idaho's Underground Aquifer, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. When I first took this job, I was told by my predecessor that Idaho had an aquifer that was equivalent to Lake Erie. Whether or not that's true, I'm not sure. But I do know that the vast agricultural community in Idaho has been tapping that aquifer for years. This is a great time to restore some of that water taken.
From a recharge standpoint, this is going to be a really great year.
Idaho Department of Water Resources Recharge Program Manager Wesley Hitke says the spring of 2017 has provided the perfect amount of precipitation to add to Idaho's underground water bank. Underground, stretching from Yellowstone to the Snake River on the Idaho-Oregon border, lies a 10,000-square-mile aquifer. North of Shoshone, Don Brown helps manage one of Idaho's best sites for adding surface water to the huge underground storage tank. Brown says moving the water to recharge is helping to ease the impact of high-flowing rivers and streams that are causing upstream flooding.
We have ample flow of water this year. Most generally, we don't have recharged water this time of year. They're trying to store it in reservoirs, trying to get enough irrigation water to make the season. But like this year, we've got ample water, so we're trying to keep the flood at Gooding down a little bit. So we're taking water out of the Littlewood River right now and putting in a recharge site to keep the water from flooding the Gooding residents along the river down there. But this is 1 year in 10 this happens.
Brown says they're running 200 CFS right now. David Sparks.